Blog Talk Radio.
Do not equate racism with sports players. You know, in sports, you know, I noticed that in certain aspects of sports, we shouldn't take it seriously because it's just a game. It's not about life. It's about politics. It's a women's game, you know. And Serena Williams, she lost the match to Angelique Kerber. And, you know, there's a lot of racism in, you know, with her winning so many titles and Maria Sharapova losing. Make sure we'll get a lot of endorsement. Now with Kerber, you know, I was given this impression someone was equating their skin color with German, white, with winning a Grand Slam, using the N-word and stuff. And I thought that was so racist. That's why we have these racist sites, you know. It's you know, those tennis players are multimillionaires. And Serena is one of the greatest players that ever lived. She got all the Grand Slams, you know. Doesn't matter. We're going to lose anyway. I believe that personally that Serena had been playing in 4 months played a role, as and but the other reason is her age, 34. So when someone is 34 years old playing tennis and reaching finals, expect them to lose more often. I think Serena should consider to retiring within a year or two and starting a new life, doing something else. She already won pretty much everything. Well, anyway, the thing, but regardless, people use this guy as racial slurs. And same thing with Serena Williams, that is not the symbol for black people. And, you know, it's just that these tennis players are for themselves. I mean, we had the situation in Germany where Hitler thought that the athletes in Germany were supreme. And the athletes in Germany were supreme. But Jesse Owens made sure that it wasn't true by winning 4 gold medals. But the thing is, I'm glad we have groups like the NAACP, Anti-Defamation League, Human Rights Committee to prevent racism, homophobia, all kinds of discrimination. And I hope that it isn't a little discrimination, because I'm going to reiterate this. There's no discrimination in the sports or equating an athlete. I like American players, you know, American players. And, you know, Serena's one of the greatest to play. Doesn't matter. You're going to lose some and win some. Angela Kerber deserved the title. You know, she spent so many years struggling and her game improved. So she's a new champion. But regardless, and congratulations to Steffi Graf, too. But regardless of what happens now or in the future, the point is that we should not have racism in the future in sports. These people don't have nothing to do with me. They're making millions. Me, I'm just trying to, you know, do my thing. That's what we should have. I hope we all realize that and you guys have a good time, because, you know, there's no excuse for being a racist. I am glad that we at least had a black president, which made me feel that it doesn't matter what goes on in the world, because the truth of the matter is that, you know, there's opportunities for everybody to. Even though the truth is, it's still hard for minorities to make it in jobs and stuff compared to someone who's born Caucasian. The truth is, it's still a bias in getting a job, and still bias in, you know, with having chances to succeed. But the door is open. But at the same time, there's also, you know, lots of people, regardless of color, who are going to use and do negative things. I look at Serena as an American player who is succeeding, because I'm American. Why would I want to vote for someone who's German? But if someone used German because of blonde hair or whatever, white or brunette hair, or your man or woman, has nothing to do with skin color. I hope we know that. Thank you.